I am proud to bring you another of my amazing how-to guides by popular request. This one is for anyone concerned by fading good looks or just worsening ugliness. Don't despair. Just follow my tried and tested recipe and discover the secret of infernal youth. Sorry, eternal youth. Now, here goes with those youthful tips. Wear a paper bag over your face at parties and hum Spice Girls songs. Try keeping your eyes open for young and attractive people while out shopping and then hit them with a stick. Within a few short weeks, you'll look younger and better than any of them. Strap a length of timber to your back to improve your posture. Cut out pictures of gorgeous celebrities and stick them on your face until you find the perfect fit. Immerse your face in a bucket of iced water 10 times a day. This will freeze your face permanently and you will never age. Oh, by the way, a word of warning, please don't do this if you are ugly. Next, grab the loose skin on your face and clip it to your ears with a couple of clothes pegs. Works every time. Don't throw away paper plates. Simply mould one to fit your jaw and strap it in place. You'll achieve an immediate reduction from 5 chins to a seductive double chin. And if you then paint it with Dulux Magnolia Matte Finish, other brands are available, no one will know it's there. If your nose is too big and warty, buy a new one from the joke shop. It's bound to be an improvement. Don't fret over those deep worry lines on your forehead. Simply squeeze in wood filler and watch them disappear. But do test out on a small area first. If you get an allergic reaction, cross-hatch the line with ink and call it an operation scar. Get rid of those wobbly bits the easy way. Jump up and down on the spot for 30 minutes a day. And don't overdo this one. You are at risk of slapping yourself to death. Well, I hope you found those tips useful. Let's have some music and I'll be back with something else even more fascinating.
Thectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Well, I'm glad you remembered to stay with me. Welcome back. Did you ever forget what day it was? Did you ever watch a TV program all the way through, forgetting you've seen it before? Did you ever make a cup of tea when there's a fresh cup steaming on the table right next to you? Did you ever go to the shop and forget why you went? Did you ever get on the wrong bus? If you answered yes to any of these, good for you. All it proves is that you are not an elephant. Because elephants never... It's no good. It's gone. What's that phrase? I didn't come on here to ramble on about this. I had intended to talk about something else. Don't worry. I'm sure it'll come back to me eventually. Meanwhile, do have a nice Sunday. It is Sunday, isn't it?
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And now, a rare interview. My probing questions for Teaser May. I have a little transcript in front of me, and this is how it went. Good morning, Mrs. May. Call me Teresa, please. Good morning, Teaser. call me Jacob or even Boris if you like. I mean, I'm not trying to prescribe how you should greet me. I believe in a free democracy where everyone is treated equally and we get the best out of our people, the people who make up the diverse and wonderful community of this great country of ours. Yes, thank you. Can I start by asking you how you're going to tackle the problem of affordable housing? Well, I'm going to start by delivering the results of the referendum. Oh, wait, sorry, no, wrong topic. I meant by deleting affordable housing from the country's list of problems. It will stop being an issue, and therefore I won't be asked any awkward and fairly pointless questions about what I'm going to do about it. So you don't know what to do about it? Yes, of course I do. I just resent the fact that just because I'm the Prime Minister, everyone wants to know what I'm going to do. Let me ask you, what are you going to do tomorrow or next week? Well, I'm interviewing Jezza Carbon tomorrow, and I'm having my legs waxed next week. There you are, exactly my point. Right, anyway, you might want to ask Mr. Corbyn what he's going to do about affordable housing, so I have got something I can disagree with. Well, I can tell you, he's going to build millions of new houses that people can afford to buy, isn't he? The country wants to know what you are going to do. I'm going to build hundreds of millions of new houses. Hundreds of millions. Do the job properly. Far more than he wants to do. That's what I'm going to do. But where are you going to find the room to build hundreds of millions of new homes? I'll wait to see what Mr. Corbyn has got to say about that so I can say the opposite. I can tell you, he's going to build them in the home counties. No, he can't do that. That's where all our votes come from. He can't. Okay. In that case, I'm going to build trillions of flats in the Highlands of Scotland. Well, thank you for a straight answer. Thanks. Oh, by the way, it might be Scotland or could be the Isle of Wight. People there are rather old and they're more interested in the meal deal at Marks and Spencer's than anything else, aren't they? Yes, and that was the way the interview went. It was so refreshing to get straight answers to my questions. Oh well, toodle-pip.